It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yes, indeed, it's me, your host, Joe Canelli, folks. It's an evening edition, but it's in Under the Wire for Friday, February 28th, whatever year, 2020. This is your daily sports dump, and you can just listen to this one all the way through the weekend. And before we get into the jokes, a few exciting happenings. I may be back at playing softball, folks, so there could be more stories. Or maybe I'll just end this league as well. That was the sports widow laughing. Say hi, sports widow.
Hi.
Look at that, enthusiasm. Now I can plug her in the podcast. I won't.
Jesus.
I'll make it a surprise. What? I didn't mean, wow, what a dirty mind, plug her in the podcast. Holy cow, I didn't even consider that. But she said it, folks, she said it. Anyway, let's get to the jokes, and then we'll do our mock draft update, and I think that's all we have for now. Yeah, we'll start our baseball previews next week, unless you don't like that, in which case, pretend we're not going to do it. Anyway, here's some news. Country music superstar Garth Brooks. He wore a Barry Sanders jersey for a concert in Detroit last night. This caused his fans to become very angry after thinking it was an endorsement of Bernie Sanders. It wasn't. Now, to avoid further outrage and embarrassment, a statement was immediately released in which both Bernie and Barry Sanders swore they were not affiliated with Garth Brooks in any way. What? Oh, Deion Sanders apparently also wrote a letter, just to be sure. Okay. Tony Romo, heard of him? Maul?
Yes.
He reached a deal with CBS to remain their chief color commentator. The deal's notable for its $17 million annual salary, and also because of the fact that at 39, he will remain the youngest person working on the network by at least 25 years, and watching it, other than football games. Speaking of the National Football League, daytime viewership of the NFL Combine doubled compared to last year's broadcast, proving once again that no matter what Donald Trump tells you, millions of Americans remain out of work, present company included. Now, the league's reportedly considering moving the draft out of its present spot in Indianapolis. Now, some owners are against the move, saying it's going to be harder to attract top talent when you remove the incentive of visiting Indianapolis. It's probably the Colts owner. Now, various proposals for new locations have been made, including the massive new arena in L.A. and Las Vegas. Now, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, on the other hand, just wants to go back to the good old days. Oh, I can't tell the rest of this joke, folks. Let it be known that it basically points out the fact that NFL owners are racist. And you can write the rest of that joke yourself. And moving to basketball, J.J. Redick said that his Orlando Magic teammates used harsh punishments to teach him lessons about how to be an NBA player, including taping him to a chair and leaving him in a running shower. I thought that was the only way to take a running shower, first of all. It's the only way I've ever had to take one in my life. Now, he went on to describe many other punishments. Now, Redick said of all the punishments, the one that he'll never forget is the hell of living in Orlando. I've been there, folks. I was there for Lollapalooza. It was hell. What's so funny about that? It was the worst Lollapalooza. I'll tell you what. They ran out of water. All they had was Fruitopia, and it was not cold. And I'm not going to... A friend of mine, who was very similar to me, took some LSD and saw a pornographic puppet show at that concert. And that was... Whew, whoa, it was really scarring. I shouldn't be friends with people like that. Unfortunately, at that time and for a few years after, those were the only friends I had were people like that. All right, let's move on to the end of this thing. You know what time it is, folks. It's time for your suspenseful daily mock draft update. That's right. This is where I do the work of looking at mock drafts so that you do not have to, especially because we are 2 months away from the actual draft. So today, thank you. Boy, didn't have to look far. Just CBS Sportsline again in their mock draft central. They got three guys constantly mock drafting. All call themselves mock draft experts. Now, I'm going to be putting out a mock draft later on. I also am a mock draft expert, but unlike these other ones, I'm such an expert. I'm only going to put out one, which to me seems like more of an expert way of doing it. Anyway, here's a couple of key lines from this latest mock draft by Josh Edwards. Thanks for the hard work, Josh. Now, the 2020 NFL draft is less than 2 months away. Okay, so I stand corrected. The draft order and top prospects available seem cut and dry right now. Well, the order, yeah, has been for months. But there's so much that could lead to change. Well, then why are we looking at this mock draft, Josh? Here's another line that he has in here. The idea of recent mock drafts has been to provide some scenarios that could potentially shake up the entire draft. They may not be likely, but they are not out of the realm of possibility either. All right, the realm of possibility is pretty large. Okay, Josh? There could actually be like a rhino that gets loose at the combine and takes people out within the realm of possibility, but we're not mocking that into our draft. I'm sorry. I've just been doing these for longer than I thought I would, but they just keep pumping them out. I thought it was going to end after like a week, but I tell you what, every day there's another new mock draft. So you can ignore that one as well, folks. I told you all you needed to know on that, and we'll keep pumping those out, and I'll pump out my actual mock draft very, very soon. But until then, just keep looking forward to me getting kicked out of softball games, and that's about it. Have a good one. Any last-minute messages?
No, thanks.
No thanks. Okay. Have a good one. Bye. It's been brought to my attention that I used the phrase pumping it out a few times too many. I apologize if you were in any way offended by that. But you can't be any more offended than you were at, what did I say? No, you're the joke about your podcast. Yeah, stinking it in your podcast. That's probably not what it was. All right. Not for real, bye. I just did 455 mic checks, folks, for you. And it's almost good. No, I got to do it again. God damn it.